Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskachari Shatarine
Vyashri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravata Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
The subject matter of this whole chapter of the Bhagavatam is how the very pious Parikshit Maharaj dealt with the extremely impious Kali.
Cijela ova poglavlja Šrila Bhagavatam ima za temu kako veoma pobožni kralj Maharaj Parikshit se odnosi prema kralju nepobožnom osobi kao što je Kali.
We can understand that Parikshit Maharaj did not allow any compromise when it came to driving out Kali out of his state.
Možemo vidjeti da Maharaj Parikshit nije želio da napravi nikakav kompromis po pitanju Kali koga je trebao da izbaci iz svoje države.
In the same way, members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness should not allow any compromise when it is a matter of driving Kali out of the movement.
Zato i članovi ovog pokreta za svesnost Krišne ne trebaju ni oklevati trenutku kada treba izbaciti Kali, elemente Kali iz našeg pokreta.
Kali manifests in the spiritual movement by making fractions between two types of devotees.
I Kali se manifestuje među baktama tako što se stvaraju dve frakcije između bakta.
And when these fractions start, former God brothers, God sisters, and so on, become filled with animosity towards each other.
I kada se dođe do toga da se stvore te frakcije, onda God brother i God sister između sebe ostali počine da osjećaju neprijateljstvo.
Even husband and wife can fight.
Čak i muž i žena mogu između sebe da se sukobljavaju.
Even son and father will fight.
Čak i sin ili otac se mogu sukobljavaju.
Kali is such a bad influence.
Jer Kali ima tako loš utjecaj na nas.
And it manifests in this age in the quarrel.
I u ovom dobu se upravo manifestuje u obliku svađa.
And the interesting thing is that the two quarreling parties think they both have a very important point to bring forth, but it's not the point which is inciting or which is the cause of the quarrel, it's just Kali.
I interesantno je da u tom sukobu oba strane misle da imaju vrlo važne pointe koje trebaju da izlože, ali pointe zapravo nije u tome. Suština problema je u tome da Kali se manifestuje.
In this connection there is a very interesting story.
I s tim u vezi postoji jedna vrlo interesantna priča.
Once there was one Mr. Patel who was happily married to Mrs. Patel, and in the same house lived also the sister of Mrs. Patel.
So
one day a certain sannyasi visited this house. In his previous ashram, that is before he became a sannyasi, he was very good in making people quarrel.
I pre nego što je uzeo ovaj ašram sanjasa, on je prethodno bio jako kvalifikovan za to da učini da se ljudi svađaju.
So he wanted to see if his shakti was still intact.
I onda je htio da provodi da li njegov šakti još uvijek ima dejstvo.
So when Mr. Patel was working at the fields, he went to Mrs. Patel and said, "My dear Mrs. Patel, did you know your husband has an unnatural relationship to your sister?"
Dok je gospodin Patel bio na polju radine, došao kod gospođe Patel i rekao, da li znaš da tvoj muž ima vrlo neprirodan odnos sa tvojom sestrom?
"Oh, not possible," said Mrs. Patel.
Onda je rekla na gospođe Patel, ma ne, to nije moguće.
"He is so, such a good husband."
Je tako dobar muž.
"No, you will see next even next night at 12 o'clock.
Vidite što sreće noći u 12 sati.
The next step was the sannyasi went to the sister of Mrs. Patel, yes, and said, "Do you know?"
And the sledeći korak koji taj sannyas napravi, otišao kod sestre od gospođe Patel i rekao, "Da li
znaš?" Mr. Patel secretly drinks alcohol in the night. "Not possible." "He only drinks fruit juice and water." So, said the sannyasi, "You go around 12 o'clock in the bedroom of Mr. Patel and smell at his mouth." Okay, but I'm sure he does not drink
alcohol.
So then he finally went to Mr. Patel. "Did you know?" "The sister of your wife is a witch." "Not possible." "Now you will see at 12 o'clock in the night she will come to suck blood." Now this is how it all worked out. Mr. Patel went that evening into his bed. He could not sleep. He was so agitated. And the sister of Mr. Patel, Mrs. Patel, was also there. She also could not sleep. "Maybe he drinks alcohol. You never know, these men are just impossible." And then Mrs. Patel could also not sleep. So in the night, at around 12 o'clock, the sister of Mrs. Patel went into the bedroom of Mr. Patel, who slept separately from his wife, like it is done in Vedic households. And she came and very close it. Mr. Patel was, of course, wide awake. and he screamed, "You witch!" "Leave me alone!" So this was heard by Mrs. Patel. And Mrs. Patel ran into the bedroom of her husband. And there she saw, of course, her sister being, you know, just together with Mr. Patel, and they screamed at each other.
"Ah,
They have some relationship. Yeah, like the sannyasi said. And she was also screaming. And everyone screamed at each other. For nothing. Hare Krishna, Mr. Nanda Dular. Dobrodošli.
Dobrodošli, gospodine Nanda Dular.
For really nothing.
Zaista su se pozvodili zbog ničega.
This is what it is... What it is said in the scriptures, the quarrel in the age of Kali is not for any reason.
I to je ono što kaže, što se kaže u svetim spisima, da svađe, sukobi u doba Kali su jednostavno nastaviti bez ikakvog razloga.
Prabhupada said there was quarrel between China and India, even war, about some useless piece of desert land where nobody lived and where nobody could grow any grains or anything.
Kao što je Šila Prabhupada dao taj primjer sukoba između Kine i Indije koji je nastao jednom trenutku čak i doveo do rata zbog komada potpuno beskorisne zemlje koja je pusta, gdje niko ne živi i nikakva, nijedna namirnica ne može da raste tamo.
And he said this is only because of the age of quarrel. This is Kali.
To se dešava samo zbog doba Kali, zbog svađe.
Also sometimes in the movement for Krishna consciousness, quarreling comes up.
Također ponekad i u pokretu za svjesnost Krishna dolazi do sukoba.
If you look from the distance, there's really no reason for this quarrel. Of course, there are different human natures. But that's normalni.
To je život.
No one is the same, and no one has the same opinion about the same thing. But Kali just uses this differences to make quarrel amongst devotees and weaken the preaching.
I on što Kali napravi zapravo iskoristi te razlike među bhaktama i onda na taj način oslabi propovedanje.
So today I would like to tell you a little bit about Srila Prabhupada's relationship to the ISKCON movement which he founded. Prabhupada was always very afraid that quarreling would start between the devotees in the movement.
Srila Prabhupada je uvijek bio oprezan i zabrinut zbog jedne stvari da ne dođe do sukoba i svađe među
because he knew that Kali would also try to weaken the movement so that it could not spread Krishna consciousness to the fallen souls.
Jer on je znao da će Kali iskoristiti to, napraviti sukob među baktama, na taj način spriječiti da se palim dušama deli svjesnost Krishna.
So I feel it is very good for all of us to know a little bit why Srila Prabhupada formed the ISKCON society and what is the history of this?
Mislim da je jako dobro da mi znamo zbog čega je Srila Prabhupada osnovao ISKCON društvo i koja je njegova istorija koja stoji za toga.
Now the concept of forming a spiritual society based on chanting and glorifying and worshipping Krishna is very, very old.
Osnivanje pokreta na osnovu pevanja i mantranja svetog imena i slavnog gospodina je nešto što je veoma, veoma staro.
We can go back to the Vedic times.
Možemo otići čak daleko do vedskog doba.
Where the four vanas and ashrama lived peacefully together and cooperated for the benefit of the society.
Kada su varni ashrami mirno sarađivali za dobrobit društva.
And within this Vedic society, there were always what is called ashramas, that means places where saints and saintly people lived together who just concentrated exclusively on reading the scriptures, on preaching, and on worshipping Krishna, just exclusively, more than all the other parts of society.
To jest mjesto gdje su živjele sve te osobe koje su se isključivo posvetile čitanju duhovnom životu, čitajući sve te spise, propovedajući, obožavajući Krišnu, znači isključivo su svoj život posvetili tom.
These ashramas, you could say, they are giving the energy to the rest of the society.
I možemo reći da je ashrami davali energiju ostalom delu društva.
We hear that even that it was a must for all the men to live at one time in their life in these ashramas to learn very strictly the science of spiritual life.
I ono što se uvijek preporučilo da svaki čovjek u stvari bar jedan deo svoga života provedu da ashramu da bi naučio o principima duhovnog.
Even kings used to, little princes used to go to these ashrams to get trained up in spiritual life.
Čak i kraljevi, to jest mali prinčevi, bi odlazili na takve mjesta da bi bili istrenirani u duhovnom životu.
Later they would go in the society and do their work according to their varnas.
A kasnije bi odlazili u društvo i da i radili ono što u skladu sa njihovom varnom.
Now in Kali Yuga, the age which we are presently living in, there is a great need that these ashrams continue to exist.
I u Kali Jugi je jako važno da postoje mogućnost da dalje nastave da postoje takvi ashram.
See, because in these ashrams, the most important training is given to a human being.
Zato što su ti ashrami da je najvažniji trening za ljudsko biće.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was once asked what is a symptom of a devotee, he gave a very, very interesting definition.
Jedan priliku kad su pravo da pitali koji je glavni simptom bhakti, je dao jednu vrlo, vrlo interesantnu definiciju.
What do you think was his definition?
Što vi mislite, koja je bila njegova definicija?
Yes.
Koliko u potpunosti napusti društvo, a
bhakti. Thank you, yes. Asat sanga tyaga. Asat means people who are not interested in sat. Sat means the supreme personality of Godhead who lives before the creation and after the creation. He's eternal.
Asat sanga znači dokazuje na asat. One osobe koje nisu zainteresovane za sat. A sat predstavlja svevišnju božansku ličnost koja večno postoji pre stvaranja materijalnog sveta i nakon.
Also in the Upadeshamrita you will find that a person on the spiritual path will renounce the association of materialistically minded people.
Također u Upadeshamriti možete naći uputstvo da se kaže da onaj koji je na duhovnom putu on napušta odbacuje društvo materialističkih osoba.
When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was starting his preaching, he wanted to create this association of devotees, but he could not or did not, let me say, he did not establish ashramas.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, također kada je započinjao svoj preaching, želeo je da osnuje takvo društvo, takve pokrete, ali u to vreme nije uspeo, nije napravio te ashrame.
The way he formed this association with devotees was in the Namhattak way.
Način na koji on to napravio da se bhakte druže, to je učinio preko Namhata, na način preko Namhata.
Namhata means everyone remained at home.
Namahata šta znači to? Svako ostaje kod svoje kuće.
That they associated once a week or twice or thrice a week doing Hari Bhajan, singing Krishna's name and, you know, doing Krishna Kata and so on.
To znači da bi svako ostao na svom mjestu da živjeli jednom ili dva put, tri put nedeljno bi se skupljali i onda zajedno bi radili Hari Bhajane ili Krishna Kata.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted the forming of temples and ashrams where devotees would live together without the association of non-devotees.
Ali on je predskazao budućnost da će se osnovati ashrami i hranu i da će bhakti moći da žive bez druženja sa
Yes. He said, although there's still no society of pure Vaishnavas to be had, yet Lord Chaitanya's prophetic words will in a few days come true.
I on je rekao, iako još uvijek ne postoji ašam i čistih bhakta, predskazanja Chaitanya Mahaprabhu će se za svaki dan ostvariti.
I'm sure, why not?
Ja sam siguran, zašto da ne?
Nothing is absolutely pure in the beginning.
Ništa nije savršeno čisto na početku.
From imperfection, purity will come about.
Iz nesavršenstva čistoća će se nastati.
In other words, he said, the ideal would be devotees living together, but it is yet not possible. So they live at, with non-devotees together, but they associate on the Namahata field.
Znači, u to vreme su se bhakte družene na nivou Namahata izbjegavajući materializam.
One step further, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur re-established the Vishwa Vaishnav Raja Sabha.
I onda nakon toga Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati je da kažemo obnovio to vaishnavsko društvo koje se zove.
What is this long word?
Šta zapravo znači ovaj dugački naslov?
Oh, I'm very thankful to you, Jelenko. No, Bhaktalab. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you very much. This was a very good activity. What is the Vishva Vaishnav Raja Sabha?
Šta znači Vishva Vaishnav Raja Sabha?
Well, it was formed at the time of Jiva Goswami.
Ja što je to formiralo u doba Jive Goswami.
And all the big devotees were inside of it.
I sve veliki bhakti su bili unutar toga.
Sabha means like society.
Jer sabha znači društvo.
Rupa Goswami, Shanatan, Raghunath, Das and Bhatta. Yes. They were in this association. They met in the court of the Radha Damodar
temple.
And then they discussed.
And
tears of love of Godhead were just dripping on the books. Yeah. And they would sometimes be unable to continue their discussions, choked with emotion of love of Godhead. So when this great Vaishnavas left the planet, this Vishva Vaishnav Raja Sabha became unmanifested. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur re-established it and it became the Gaudiya Math.
Ali Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati je to ponovno osnova, osnivajući Gaudiya Math.
Yes, there was a society of strict Vaishnavas.
To je bilo društvo striktnih Vaishnava.
A little while ago, I read the rules for the members of this society, and when you hear it, I mean, it's just a, it's so, how do you say, it's very strict but extremely transcendental.
Baš sam nedavno pročitao pravila onih članova tog društva i mogu vam reći, ne da su samo jako striktni, nego izuzetno transcendental.
For instance, the members were not really allowed to take a lot of medicine.
Ono što je jedan od primjera da članima društva nije uopšte bilo dozvoljeno da previše uzimaju lekove.
Why did Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur want them to be sick?
Zašto? Kako da je Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati volio da oni budu bolesni?
Of course not.
Sigurno da to nije žela.
But he knew of the best medicine.
Ali on je znao koje je najbolji lek.
That is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Even on the Namabhasa state, that is when you are not yet in pure love of Godhead, a chanting of the holy name takes care of inauspiciousness, even diseases.
Čak i na nam vas nivou kada mantramo sveto ime, ima toliko moć da čak može odneti sve nepovoljnosti kao čak i bolest.
Therefore he wanted the members of the society to chant properly.
then they wouldn't be diseased.
Do you understand this logic? He didn't want to introduce something inferior. Like taking all the time medicine. He wanted them to take the real medicine and be fully concentrated on the chanting. Yes, you had to chant 64 rounds a day. Without offenses. So then let us continue in the history. There was quarrel in the Gaudiya Math, unfortunately. After Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur left. And there were two factions who were fighting over the possession of the Maths. And many, many devotees at that time became totally discouraged and left, so to say, the organization as a whole and just made their own private temples everywhere.
U to vrijeme bilo toliko bhakta koji su se razočarali sa takve situacije, tako da su ovo glavno društvo mnogi napustili i na svoj način su počeli da formiraju templo.
This was the atmosphere in which our Srila Prabhupada, so to say, grew up, in which he worked at the beginning when he started his preaching. Srila Prabhupada was very sad, just like many of his god brothers, about the split up of the unified preaching movement. Yes, and therefore he saw the need to create a new society which would be combined together and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. It was in the year 1953 where Srila Prabhupada registered the League of Devotees in Jhansi, and he wrote in the constituents the purpose of this organization.
I to se desilo 1953. u Jhansiju, kada je Srila Prabhupada ustvari osnovao Ligu Bhakta, gdje je statutu društva napisao određene stvari.
He said this is for creating centers of spiritual development all over the world.
Ovi se centri kreiraju radi razvijenja duhovnosti po celom svijetu.
And already at that time he wrote in a leaflet what should be the schedule for the members of the League of Devotees. They should go to aratiks, do kirtans together, japa, the temple should be very clean, there should be the observance of four regulated principles, regular studies should be conducted into the contents of the scriptures, and morning and evening there should be classes on the subject matter of the spiritual science. You can see this was something like the seed of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, because all the principles were already in there.
I kao što vidite, možete primijeniti da je ovo bilo kao seme budućeg pokreta za svjetlost Krišne, koji već sam u sebi imao sve te principe, elemente koje će imati kasnije naš pokret.
And when Srila Prabhupada then started in America his society, he really had a lot of confidence that if we would just apply this principle in a society of devotees, the movement would grow and grow without end.
Jedno što je što zapravo zaista ovdje u Americi kada je započeo naš pokret, koliko primjenimo ovaj princip, jednostavno pokret će sam po sebi rasti, rasti, rasti.
Because this was a formula which was given by the great Vaishnavas, Jiva Goswami and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Jer je to bio princip koji su dali pre njega veliki Vaishnava kao što je bio Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
These principles which I have just said will keep a spiritual society together if all the members keep them.
I ono što mogu zaista reći da ono što će učiniti da pokret ostane na okupu je to ukoliko članovi pokreta budu slijedili ove principe koji su dati.
Because Kali Yuga will not be able to enter.
Jer Kali Yuga neće biti u mogućnosti da uđe u takvo društvo.
See, in this time it was 1965, really the very beginning, it was the winter of 1965, where Srila Prabhupada just had arrived in London. There is a very, very interesting story which will tell you about this point of applying spiritual principles to a society and then keeping Kali out.
I zaista u to vreme, u zime 65. godine kada je Šila Prabhupada došao u Ameriku, priča govori o tome u stvari koliko primjenjivanje ovog duhovnog principa može učiniti da Kali ne uđe.
At that time Srila Prabhupada met in the Central Park. It was a lonely winter morning, you know, it was like really like cold. He met one Mr. Rubin.
Jedno jutro, vrlo hladno jutro, šeteći u Centralnom parku, Šila Prabhupada je sreo jednog gospodina Rubena.
Yes. He was sitting, Mr. Rubinan was sitting here, Prabhupada was sitting here on this park bench in the cold New York winter morning.
I zaista na jednoj klupi s jedne strane sedio gospodin Ruben, s druge strane Srila Prabhupada, i onako je bilo hladno njujorško jutro.
And Mr. Ruben, to start the conversation, said, are you from India?
Gospodin Ruben započeo razgovor, da ste vi iz Indije?
Yes. What do you want here in the West?
A šta zapravo radiš ovdje na zapadu?
Oh, I have a spiritual society here. Farms, temples, schools, many books. A very interesting, said Mr. Rubin. Can I see? Oh, not yet, said Prabhupada. A little time is separating us. But be patient. You will see. Few years you can go. Read the books. Visit the temples. Why could he be so confident? He had a seed with him, which was given to him through the Sampradaya. And he knew if he would just be applied, it would work. Therefore, Prabhupada, when you watch him preaching, in the beginning he was very lenient. He was not demanding that devotees would follow the morning program. In the old days, the morning program started at 7 o'clock. And Prabhupada would chant with one pair of cartels in his apartment. He would sometimes say, chant softly, chant softly. But one time it happened that there was water coming through the ceiling. The next moment there was intense ringing. ringing at the door.
Yeah.
And he opened the door, and there was one totally frustrated American man in the pyjama. You're disturbing my sleep? You're driving me crazy. He had just put the whole bucket of water on the floor. You know that it rained. Then Prabhupada came back. He somehow pacified him. See, because Prabhupada was such a gentleman, no one could be angry before him. He said, you must chant more softly. He was disturbed. And he had not even brushed his teeth. No, Prabhupada didn't say it like you said it. He said he didn't have, like very innocent, he had not even brushed his teeth. He was so disturbed. But then later, he instituted the spiritual programs. And he demanded of all his disciples that they would observe this. There are statements of him who said, he who does not come to the Mangala Arati is not my disciple. He's not fit to live in the temple. Why did he say such a strong word? His point was, only when a society worships Krishna together can they be in good consciousness and not quarrel.
Zbog čega je to rekao? Da samo ukoliko se na pravilan način Krishna obožava, onda neće postojati svađe između bhakti.
And then they are protected against the the age of quarrel.
Jer onda su tako zaštićeni od ovo svađe.
In the, this book, in the, he said, Prabhupada writes, a significant point in Dhruva Maharaj's statement is that he wanted the association of pure devotees. Yes, transcendental devotional service cannot be complete and cannot be relishable without the association of devotees. We have therefore established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna Consciousness Society again.
Yeah.
Okay. More like a human being, not like a robot. So anyone who is trying to be aloof from this Krishna Consciousness Society and yet engage in Krishna Consciousness is living in a great hallucination. For this is not possible. Yes. If you want to read this verse, we can maybe put it on the blackboard so that we can remember. It is 4, 9, 11. Yes. You can read the whole purport in your study time. Yes. Please, it's extremely revealing to see what were Prabhupada's intention for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And then when Prabhupada, just a few days before he left, he again made his intention very, very clear.
I ponovo je to svoju tendenciju vrlo jasno pokazao.
He was asking the devotees that they would bring his body up.
On je zamolio bhakte da uspravi njegov telo.
You know, he was lying in the bed.
Ležao u krevetu.
Then he put his hand in the air. That means something very important he is now saying. He said, your love for me will be shown by how much you cooperate to keep this institution together after I am gone. And then he asked the devotees to be that he would be put back again in the lying position. So it's our responsibility as members of this society to keep it free from the influence of Kali. It's a great work. And it will only work if we are ourselves on the spiritual platform. Otherwise we will quarrel.
Inače ćemo se svađati.
And we will not be able to value the difference in the other devotees.
I nećemo biti u stanju da vidimo vrednosti drugih bhakta.
We will think differences is something wrong.
Mislit ćemo da su razlike među nama nešto loše.
But differences is something I find it wonderful.
Ali ja vidim da su razlike među bhaktama nešto što je divno.
I was yesterday thinking about it when I requested Ishvari to make a little announcement.
O tome sam razmišljao kad sam zatražio od Ishvari da napravi, da najavi svoj show.
And then in the end, you might have seen it. She just was so maybe happy to be in Beograd, she just started to laugh. And my hope was that she would give a very sophisticated introduction to the
motivation.
But she just went like and I was thinking, yes, all right, she's just very different than me. She's a Mataji, and Matajis are sometimes, who can understand a Mataji? That's my feeling. Because I'm so different, that's how I'm thinking, you know. But there is no problem. It is just a wonderful aspect of creation, the difference. We every time get angry when we meet a different opinion. I mean, this is impossible. We should find a place for each Vaishnava where he can be happy and nicely engaged in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And stop fighting because of Kali. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, I did not intend to give this lecture, but when I saw the verse which was on Kali, I just couldn't control my
tongue.
Thank you very much for listening. Do you have any questions?
Nikad neke brate može da više tako dvije vrijeme svijeta se više može da 7-8 godina, a imam primjer koji znam primjer koji je živio tempo može da 3-4 mjeseci, a možda dođe na program dva puta da se zašli ono tako, na program koji imaš od i koji nikad ne se ne dolazi na lekcije, na predavanje, da bro. I onda tako umu počem nekad tako da kritikujem te brate koji što sam ne se ne čiste to dao što je. I šta da se radi, a ti brate živio tempo. I šta da se radi u te situacije. Thank you.
he want to know how he can act in a situation when, for example, he can see that there are some devotees who are already a few years in the movement, but they still don't follow all the rules and regulations and problems which Srila Prabhupada gave. And then in such a situation, he has some tendency to start to criticize, but he wants to know what is the proper attitude in such a situation.
See, by just criticism, nothing will change.
Kritiziranjem ništa se ne može promijeniti.
Isn't it? The air will just become hot from the criticism. That's all.
Jednostavno greška postaje samo još vruć, toplija, veća kada se kritizira.
If you want to change something, the way is to go to the authority of this devotee.
Način na koji to možeš najbolje raditi, to da odeš do autoriteta tog vakte.
And saying, I'm sorry, I'm seeing this, I don't know if I'm seeing correctly, but if it is that there's some great mistake, then please correct him.
Možeš doći do autoriteta reći, ja to što vidim možda ne znam da li pravilno vidim, ali izgleda mi da je to greška i da to nešto nije red, da bi trebalo da ga koriguješ.
This should be a responsible devotee.
To treba biti neki bhakta koji je odgovoran kome pričaš.
Not someone who has himself difficulties.
Ne neko sam po, neki bhakta koji sam po sebi već ima takve probleme.
Just a good devotee who is accepted by this other devotee.
Jednostavno je bhakta koji je prihvaćen kao takav od drugih vaša.
And you don't talk to anyone else.
Ne trebaš pričati to sa drugima.
And then this devotee will say, well, I think you are exaggerating a little bit. Or he will say, well, thank you for telling me, but I will look and see if it is a fact. And then, when there is a private moment, I will mention it and help this devotee. We must keep the quarrel out. That's very important.
Vrlo je važno da ostavimo po strani svađe.
This is how it is done. Bhakti Charu Maharaj writes about this in his book Vaishnava Etiquette, how to correct a devotee.
To je način na koji Bhakti Charu Swami u knjizi Vaishnava Etiquette u stvari objašnjava kako, na koji pravilan način korigujemo drugog bhakta.
I have heard that this book will be published now as a book. Now it's only some, workbook, but it will be published as a real book because it is felt that we must learn these rules of Vaishnava etiquette as a society so that we can really find it more easy to work together.
I to što do sada je bila samo kao jedna skripta na Vaishnava etiquette, Bhakti Charu Swami, ali sada je u pripremi knjiga koja će se izdati, jer svi više osjećamo potrebu da moramo prihvatiti te pravile propisa to act in proper way, but they didn't change.
Then it's their life.
Pa onda to je njihov život.
They are free.
Oni imaju slobodnu volju.
Only if they create disturbances to other devotees, then it must be dealt.
Jedino, ako oni zaista su uznemirenje za druge bhakte, onda treba se učiniti nešto po tom pitanju, znači oni imaju svoju slobodnu volju da budu tako.
Prabhupada even said there are many non-devotees in this society.
No, Prabhupada čak i rekao, ima puno avata u ovom našem pokretu za svesnost Krišna.